From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on This Day in Maine, Thursday, June 21st, 2018. And on this day, proficiency-based graduation requirements are changing what tests and finals look like, and some educators are worried that the strategy could hurt students when they graduate.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Norway Savings, supporting the colorful vision of Maine's business owners. Live your life in color. NorwaySavings.bank.
Maine's highest court has granted the LePage administration's request to delay expanding Medicaid, at least for now. As Patty White reports, Medicaid expansion is supposed to take effect on July 2nd, but the law is on hold until oral arguments in a lawsuit are heard in mid-July.
In a one-page order issued Wednesday, Chief Justice Lee Sofley granted a temporary stay that gives the LePage administration more time to file a Medicaid expansion plan with the federal government, at least until after oral arguments on the matter are heard. Maine Equal Justice Partners and other consumer advocacy groups filed a lawsuit against the state this spring after the LePage administration missed a deadline to begin implementing the law. A Superior Court justice found in their favor, but the LePage administration appealed, and the matter will now be decided by the state Supreme Court. Voters approved Medicaid expansion in a referendum last November, but Governor LePage has said he can't implement the law until the legislature funds it. Lawmakers approved a $35 million funding bill on Thursday, which faces a likely veto from LePage. About 70,000 Mainers would get health coverage under Medicaid expansion, and the federal government would cover 90% of the cost. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Central Maine Power and the state's consumer advocate have agreed that electricity consumers can be charged $34 million for costs related to recovery from the October 2017 windstorm, which cut services to thousands. Fred Bever has details.
The costs will largely be offset, says public advocate Barry Hopkins, by a recent cut in the federal corporate tax rates and by changes in accounting methodology that reduce consumer liability for costs stemming from this year's March storm. Hopkins says analysts he hired agreed with CMP that overall the earlier storm inflicted a total of $70 million in damage.
Individuals that we hired really put CMP to the task of proving every single penny of the cost. And unfortunately, the reality is it was a terrible storm.
CMP says the agreement would result in about a 60-cent monthly increase in the typical residential electricity bill starting in July. The Maine Public Utilities Commission still must make a final decision on the allowable storm costs. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
Years from now, high school seniors in Maine will have to demonstrate proficiency in math, English, science, and other core subjects in order to graduate. In making the transition to these new proficiency-based diplomas, some schools have moved away from midterms, finals, and other tests in favor of projects. But some educators fear that could erode some students' test-taking skills and their efforts to get into college. Over the course of the school year, Robbie Feinberg has been following the transition at Oak Hill High School near Lewiston, where he checked in on the gradual shift away from tests.
All right, guys, let's settle into our seats. It's Frog Friday.
It's a hot, humid afternoon at Oak Hill High School, today. But science teacher Erica Bonifant can barely contain her excitement.
You're ready? Justin's excited. He's ready. All right, here you go.
It's frog dissection day. She cuts open a bag of the preserved creatures. Bonifant is a big fan of these kinds of hands-on lessons in which students apply knowledge instead of just reciting it back to her. And as Bonifant has transitioned to adopting proficiency-based education standards, she's started turning to more projects to assess her students' progress.
Especially when the standard says students create a model to depict something, it's really hard to have a test that is based around a standard that says create a model. So I feel like there are some standards that probably still kind of tie us to that project.
Earlier in the year, Bonifant had her students write mock newspaper articles and even legal opinions defending scientific theories such as the Big Bang.
Some students just don't have an interest in science like I do, so I'm trying to appeal to them in my way to kind of engage them.
And she isn't alone in taking that approach. Some schools around the state have eliminated finals and midterms in their push towards proficiency-based education. Alana Margeson, a former teacher and now instructor at the University of Maine at Presque Isle, says one of the core principles of proficiency-based education is tracking growth and allowing students to redo their assignments until they get it right. She says finals don't often fit that philosophy.
And so to have 10% of a student's final grade based on what they know as of January 15th, when now the focus is on growth and less on let me put a pin in where you are right now and give you some sort of evaluative score that could potentially be damaging, maybe at worst, and maybe it's just unclear at best.
Welcome to the dungeon. Come on over.
In what would have been finals week at Westbrook High School, ninth grade teachers instead held a medieval-themed escape room activity. To get out, students had to translate old English riddles and create cars from potatoes.
No, don't disconnect it. You want to carry that across the river with you. So
as students scramble around her, Principal Kelly DeVoe says she feels the teamwork and communication that students show here is more valuable than a final exam.
Quite frankly, it's a lot easier to just create a test with a multiple choice answer key. That took a lot more work, and I think it actually feels a lot more personal for the kids, and I think it's a better experience for them overall.
Yet many educators are worried that these trends could leave students unprepared for the world after high school, which still relies on deadlines and tests like the SAT. In a 2018 report from the University of Southern Maine, many educators told researchers that because students can redo their work in a proficiency-based system, they were concerned that few were learning the study skills needed for high-stakes tests.
And I think you've seen, you know, some of the frustration with the implementation of proficiency education because they have not been able to answer those questions.
Raymond Rice, the president of the University of Maine at Presque Isle, says he feels the testing issue is cast out in some districts and has been a stumbling block in implementing the reforms.
Some of the school districts here, you know, one in particular, Tate, is very proud of the fact that they help empower and create leaders and that students that go on to higher education. And I would say they're concerned about ensuring that they don't lose that reputation, which is bound to some extent with those tests.
And while many colleges are moving away from standardized tests in their admissions process, some Maine high schools are still trying to teach their students study skills. At Westbrook High School, Principal Kelly DeVoe says finals have gone away, but the school still holds SAT prep classes and enrolls students in early college courses to teach them those skills.
So those experiences still exist, but they don't necessarily need to exist in our day-to-day every classroom in our high school any longer.
Back in her frog-filled classroom at Oak Hill High School, teacher Erica Bonifant says as the school year winds down, she's brought back tests, but only as a choice. She says after she transitioned to focus on projects, many students ignored deadlines and passed in their work late. So now if students miss a deadline, they take the test.
Even when they move on from high school and go to college, they're going to have deadlines. So I try to express how important it is that they're staying organized and that they're meeting these deadlines.
And just as the school year comes to an end, proficiency-based diplomas are under scrutiny. Critics, including many educators, say schools haven't received enough support from the state and fear that some students won't graduate. Despite the uncertainty, a number of administrators we spoke to say they plan to stay the course. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation. For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Thursday, June 21st, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team. I'm Nora Flaherty.